Hello and happy Friday, everybody. This is the second episode of Gavel Down. I'm your host, Matthew Smith, and today we're going to be going over the landmark Supreme Court case of Terry versus Ohio. For those of you that don't know, if you ever take a intro to criminal justice or a criminal procedure class, this case is likely to come up because it is the case that gave police the power to stop and frisk for weapons. So, as always, let's just get into the case, and then we're going to go over the decision and how conservatives, like myself, typically feel about it. I'll also try and delve into some of the other viewpoints on the issue. However, fair warning, I'm a conservative, so the conservative side is what I know best. So let's briefly go over the facts of the case. So in the 1960s, a plainclothes police officer observed three men to be what he thought was casing a storefront. And he didn't have a warrant. He didn't have any sort of even probable cause to do a full search on the men. But in the interest of his safety and those around him, he decided that he had the ability to frisk Terry for weapons. And in doing so, he uncovered a concealed weapon. We're not going to go into the Second Amendment issue, by the way. We'll save that for a different case. So by frisking him and finding this concealed weapon, the petitioner, Terry, was charged with unlawful carrying of a concealed weapon, and he was convicted. So he appealed this case all the way up to the Supreme Court, claiming that his Fourth Amendment rights were violated, which he now had even in state jurisdiction under the 14th Amendment, which, for those of you that don't know, pre the 14th Amendment, the vast majority of the Bill of Rights did not apply to states. And this is because the 14th Amendment created something known as incorporation doctrine. You see, the Bill of Rights was only meant to apply to the federal government in the beginning. And later on, under the 14th Amendment, because all U.S. citizens were subject to certain privileges and immunities and such, that they now have these rights under state law as well. So what are the various beliefs on the case? Well, in quite honesty, I haven't really heard too many people reference Terry v. Ohio specifically when talking about the issues that the case affected. However, stop and frisk itself is a very controversial issue. Among conservatives, there is a divide between the more traditional hard on crime conservatives and the more libertarian conservatives. Traditional hard on crime conservatives, which is the camp I typically lean to, is that it is in the interest of the safety of people, and that if an officer has reasonable suspicion, it's not a violation of rights for them to simply frisk you, as if you don't have illegal substances or an illegal weapon on you, that it won't be uncovered. However, I do have a libertarian twinge when it comes to even this because of the Second Amendment issue, which we'll get into more detail in other cases. However, this case is also used to uncover, illegally owned firearms. This power is often used to uncover illegally owned firearms. And in doing so, it does endanger sort of the Second Amendment rights of individuals. And especially if you believe that, people should not be arrested for possessing drugs, if you're more of a anti-drug war person, or if you're more of a legalization or decriminalization of marijuana or cocaine or whatever drug you want to pick for the day, this power is used to uncover those things very often. A lot of drug arrests start with a stop and frisk. So what is the liberal argument? Well, once again, disclaimer, I'm a conservative. I'm going to say it plenty of times throughout this channel's lifetime. Throughout this show's lifetime, and I can't give it as well as I can give the conservative argument. If you want the best of the best, go to an organization that champions the ending of stop and frisk, or is a champion of the liberal movement that believes in a different version of it. But the liberal argument, as my knowledge extends to, is typically to end stop and frisk. The liberals, especially those on the social justice side of things, believe that stop and frisk is used to heavily crack down on minority and impoverished communities and is therefore unjust and a violation of their rights. And that is the liberal argument that I am familiar with. And that is the three main arguments that I know on the stop and frisk power. This video has started off with the court case of Terry versus Ohio, and has gone into the issue of stop and frisk, because Terry versus Ohio is primarily about stop and frisk. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Gavel Down. Our next episode is going to be on the court case Roe v. Wade, and it'll come out sometime this weekend. It'll be between me and my friend Darren Navarez, and we're going to cover the court case and the issues that it's about, which is abortion, because it is abortion week here at Probably Political. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button, as well as the notification bell, to stay up to date on all the great content we have here at Probably Political. We have a host for everybody, and there's always something else to learn here. So, hope you guys have a great Friday, and I'll see you next time.